The feel good start to your day.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
Triple M breakfast.
Jules, what's going on?
Coggo, look, I think everyone's in the festive season at the moment. Everyone's feeling bright, merry, and maybe a bit too merry around the roads.
And stuff, Jules.
God, I encountered an idiot man. Man on Eagle Hawk Road. He was on one of those scooters, you know, the like human-powered ones, not the fancy ones.
Yep.
He was scooting downhill past near the, was it the motel on Eagle Hawk Road, near Bright Street.
Yep.
He had his sunnies on his face, but not over his eyes. They were on a diagonal angle, so it was barely covering one eye. Then he rides his scooter into the middle of the road near the island there, does a little flick up of his scooter, a little trick, lands on his ass, and then calls out to his mates that are watching and filming it at the top of the street.
Oh, they're filming it. I was going to say there's something going on here if they're not filming it.
This is what it's all about. I understand. We're very merry. We're very bright. I do.
Idiot man.
I do understand, though, that there is currently the e-scooter chat, right?
Yeah, there is.
They did the trial in Ballarat. They're saying, yep, let's do it. Let's give it a go. Let's have a crack here in Bendigo. We're worried, though, about the idiots that get on scooters, do this nonsense. Don't worry about the no-go or the slow zones. He will be the one that will chuck his scooter off in Lake Waroona and dance off into the moonlight.
Wearing his cape and his jocks on the other side of his pants with a big eye on the front. Idiot man.
Your local breakfast show. Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Triple M.
I got to say, Jules, I get a lot of text messages and not all are for me. There'll be messages coming left, right and centre that are like this and that. I go, I don't reckon that one's for me. Do you get that?
Here I thought you were, Coggo, bragging about how popular you were, but turns out they're not all intended for you. Why?
Well, matter of fact, no. No, this was one in particular that stood out. I think I'm okay for my age fitness-wise. I still play a bit of cricket, run around and whatever.
Yeah.
So I think I'm fairly mobile. But I got a text the other day to say, you do the cha-cha well. Now,
I know you're physical, but I didn't know you were doing cha-cha lessons.
I don't even know what it is. It's a dance, isn't it?
I think it's a style of dance, yeah.
Yeah, isn't there a way to ride at the show, the cha-cha? Is that what they're talking about?
Okay. I'm learning so much today.
So the text message was weird, and then he said, I've got the wrong person. I thought, thanks, Captain Obvious. Yeah, righto.
But did you learn what the cha-cha was from that situation?
Yeah, I want to do it. No one could see it. I want to do the dance, but it's quite a bit of a wobbly dance, a wobble the bum around and stuff like that. So, yeah, too much info? Fair enough. But it's weird that the text messages we get, and I'm sure there's been a lot of mistakes in the time. Have you ever done that or you had one?
I've accidentally sent a text complaining about someone to that person.
Oh, no. Yep. That's a classic, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And then turns out that person was at my home.
I had an ex-business partner's wife sent a text and used my name in the text. That's why I knew it was me. But and called me every name under the sun, and I was a two-faced such and such.
Oh.
And you know the worst part about that, getting that text?
Yeah.
Some of it was right.
Oh, no. It hurt too much because it was true.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Get more after this.
Coggo, I'm annoying. I'm that person that says I'm trying to get into fitness. I'm trying to do better with my health. Trying to go to the gym, all that sort of stuff. And the new year, new me is coming around all the corner. Besides that, I feel like I've rubbed off on my boyfriend a little bit with this.
What?
I've accidentally motivated him, and it has come round and bit me in the butt. Karma has come knocking on my door. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, I go to this gym where it's like 24 hours. You have to use your phone. There's an app on your phone to open the door. It's magic.
Mm.
And I realized that you can go any time of day. I don't actually know when the staff are there because there's always an empty reception desk there.
So the question I have for you is that if you're doing weights, for example, it's bench press, I suppose, and it lands on you and you need someone to help and there's no one, what happens?
You're on your own.
You just wait till the morning, do you?
We haven't got to that point yet, fortunately.
Oh, right, okay.
But I figured no one's ever there. I can just walk in with my access and my boyfriend doesn't have to pay. He can trial out the gym, see if that lifestyle's for him, and he can save a few dollars. It's a tough time of life at the moment.
Yeah, it's also illegal.
So anyway, we do it, go through, nothing happens. There's no staff there at the gym. He gets a free day of access. It's beautiful, no problems. The day later, we get an email, and the subject in capital letters says, tailgating, warning. Uh-oh, a slap on the wrist.
Oh, dear.
So then I get a very long email telling me off and saying, do you know this man? If so, please report him. Otherwise, let us know and we'll alert the authorities and all this sort of stuff. I'm like, okay, all right, I better not do that again. So I apologized. I sent back an email, said, no worries. He was just wanting to do a free trial, but no staff was available behind the desk.
Great comeback.
Thank you.
Great comeback. The thing is with it is that we're at the stage where, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, Jules, but in most places they have things called cameras.
Yep. They use the CCTV. So anyway, fast forward, Coggo, to yesterday. Now, my boyfriend's now a member. I'm a member. We both rock up at the gym at the same time. He opens the door with his app. I go to open it too, make sure I'm not getting that email saying, oh, you're tailgating again, you're not paying. My app isn't working. It's not letting me in. There's this guy running from the other side of the gym, sees me and says, no worries, I'll let you in. I'll let you in. It was happening to me too. And I said, no, for the love of God, please don't. I don't want another email for the business.
No, you little tailgater. No. But, you know, the thing is with it is that you've got to work it out what's going on because they can get vicious with that stuff. I mean, you know, why would you have a human in a gym? Let's face it, silly, isn't it, to have someone in there?
Triple M, Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
Now, Jules, who do you bank with, if you don't mind me asking?
A very small, bizarre digital bank called Upbank.
Oh, that's not small. That's no. Yeah, we've got one in town.
Oh, really? Upbank?
Yeah,
I think it's owned by Bendigo, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is good. Westpac, different story. If you checked your phone this morning and you're on Westpac, you would be just beside yourself because of the fact that they've had a little glitch. Not an Optus job, but close to it, I'll tell you. And if you looked at your phone and you said, right, oh, got a couple of grand in the bank, Christmas shopping coming up, you would have found it was 000, Jules.
Oh, no. Someone has drained the bank account. And it wasn't an accidental online shopping splurge?
It was a glitch from Westpac. They've actually put their hand up, you know, in reference to them, and that was a good thing for them to do. But I would have thought that if you'd woken up, because it happened for 8 hours, so if you woke up at midnight and went, oh, I might just check the bank account. Why you would, I don't know. But if you did, Jules, you'd go, bloody hell, what's going on? You'd be making calls, wouldn't you, at that time?
Of course, but who are you going to talk to from the bank at that time of day?
Well, no one, because they're fixing the glitch.
Ah, so what does that mean? Does that mean a little free money bonus?
I would have thought something.
Because of the inconvenience? Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought some chocolates, maybe favourites.
That's how it works.
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe an advent calendar from Westpac. That's a good branding exercise.
That's a great idea. Mm. And when you open a little thing, you get some money. It's a $5 note or something, yeah?
Oh, no, that's too much. A dollar coin.
The worst part about it, I'm not on Westpac, but if it had happened to my bank, Jules, what would have happened is I would have opened it up at midnight, saw 00 and thought nothing different.
Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
It has been a whirlwind of a weekend for me. I saw the Foo Fighters.
Fooies.
That Fooies. And because I'm a hardworking person, decided not to see them on a weeknight. I decided to see them on a weekend, which meant I had to go to Sydney and get a bloody flight at 4:30 in the morning. But we are dedicated, and the boyfriend's even more dedicated because he would love to marry the lead singer, Dave Grohl.
Nothing wrong with that, but I think Dave's had a few more offers than just your boyfriend.
So we flew up, 40-degree day as we landed. Oh, sorry, 37 degrees as we landed at 7 Watt in the morning. And because we're dedicated, we want to be at the front row. We want to smell the band's sweat, basically.
Oh, yuck.
You have to line up for hours. So you rush into the stadium. You have to stand in the spot that you want closest to the band. And then you just glue your feet there for about 7 to 8 hours.
Yuck.
You're not allowed to go to the toilet. You're not allowed to go get food. You just have to bask in everyone else's juices. It's a wonderful time.
I'm sorry, but I'm just going to stop you there. How do you have a whizzer? You can't hold on for that long.
But because it's so hot, Coggo, there's people, there's security paid to hand you little cups of water. So you have to drink enough so that you're hydrated and not going to pass out, but not too much. Otherwise, you're going to have an accident right there in your pants.
Well, wouldn't that? You got a little cup. So I might just use that to pass it on once you're finished.
A little shiwi. Here we go. Your turn.
Bear Grylls would love it.
I felt sorry for the security because there was people like putting their hands up, going, yeah, fist pumping to the band. But it looks like you're motioning over the person to hand you a cup of water. So they're very confused. Do they want to be hydrated? Don't know. No. I just want to sing this song. And then on top of that, I managed to get bitten by a wasp.
What? So you went to the Fooey's and you went, this is great. Yeah, you couldn't have a wizard for 8 hours now, and you got bitten by a wasp.
And so I'm looking at my boyfriend going like, I think I need first aid. I think I need to be taken out. And he's looking at One Direction, at the love of his life up on stage, and then looking over at me going, should I help my second love of my life? I'm really torn.
Lucky the wasp wasn't too close, mate. He might have been the second. So what happened? Was it, you're okay. You're here, so you didn't pass away.
No, it turns out I wasn't allergic to wasp, which is great. But there was a stage where the boyfriend called out, we love you, and he called back, thank you. And he does say that it was his best night of his life. So anything that I said beyond like allergic reaction, need to go to first aid, let's go home, he didn't hear any of that.
Or a whiz.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Get more after this.
Jules, I know you'll judge when I tell you what happened yesterday at the Bendigo Marketplace. You will judge.
Okay.
I went to Walker's Donuts because I love them.
Oh, the best. You cannot go past that corner without doing it.
Yeah, it's illegal to do it. Cops pull you up and they say, get back and have a donut. Especially a diet one.
Yep.
Anyway, so I'm in there, I'm talking to people like you do, and then I talk to someone else like you do, and then I walk out, and the first thing I did is I walk across the road to the car park and I go, this is not right. And I kind of stop there going, my car's not there. This is where I parked the car last week. Do you think I could find my car? It took me 5 minutes to find it. I had to spin around and then think about it. I know what you're about to say. You're about to judge me, aren't you?
No. Surprisingly not, because I've been there, I've done that. I know I'm a little bit younger than you, but my friends do it too, and I don't understand how this happens. Unless I take a photo of some landmark near me, I don't know where I've parked. I really have to mentally check things before I walk away.
That's the mistake I made, is that I got a great park. I got one right at the front. How could I forget that? But I did. And the thing is with it is that, you know, the age factor for me, I love how you brought that up too. Appreciate it. But I think I'm there. I think I'm at the stage where if I have too much going on in my head, I'm in big trouble. So I think I will take pictures. Mm. Not that it mattered, because it would have just been at the car park and they would have stuffed me up more. But still, it's just, can you tell me whether or not, and you've got friends my age, is it a common thing? I just need to know.
It absolutely is common. But the fact that your car... and we've seen it driving around town, that it hasn't got a mirror. Like, it's very distinguishable. Yes. I don't know how this happens to you, Coggo, honestly.
It's not like every other white car. It's actually signwritten. I still couldn't find it.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Weekdays on Triple M and anywhere on the Listener app. It's Triple M Breakfast.